What do colored people call white people that they don't like or that they look down on?
Well, I never have heard anything like that. Now, that would cause trouble right quick.
Someone who lives out in the country and doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, you can just take one look at him and tell that he's from out in the country. You call him a...
Well, I guess you'd have to call him a visitor in town.
Uh-huh. Well, did you ever hear anything like a hillbilly or Hoosier or...
Yeah.
What's that?
That's a... It's a race of white people.
You'd call them...
Hillbillies.
Where do they have hillbillies?
I don't know, but I've heard of it a whole lot.
What about Cracker? What's a Cracker?
Well, that's just an old country crock. He lives out in the country. Like that man, the person you talked about a while ago, to live way out there, didn't go to town but just a little bit. He's just a country cracker.
And, you know, in Louisiana, there's some French people down there.
Some what?
In Louisiana, there's some French people that live down there. Have you ever heard anything about them? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard them called Cunass or anything?
No.
Has there been any trouble here with the races?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of trouble?
Stealing. And taking advantage of white people and native women, men taking advantage of white women.
Mm-hmm.
And all such as that. But that soon stopped.
How come it stopped?
Because there were several of them had done such as that, but found hangings on them. Long
really?
Side of the road, hang.
When was this?
Well, that was when I was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
I know of three different cases where two of them, a legal man or something, insulted a white woman.
Mm-hmm. Insulted her?
No, raped her.
Oh, assaulted her. Uh-huh.
They went and got him, both of them, and brought him back to the women, and they recognized him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of them was right here, just above Micanopy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't know whether you know 441 or not.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Well, you know, I just had to leave Micanopy, the road curves back in that way.
Mm-hmm.
No, up here between McIntosh and Micanopy.
Mm-hmm.
Where it comes out of McIntosh and running north, then it swings to the left. The cemetery out there on that,
mm-hmm.
on the site, well, that one was hung in that cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And the one over here, it, between here and Willis, they got him before the law did.
Mm-hmm.
And the law gave in and just took care of him.
This was about 50 years ago?
No,
60?
50, 60 years ago. And they shot that nigga until there wasn't a thing in this world but strings hanging him up there. And I know because there's somebody that went to the sheriff to get his body down and they wouldn't put their hands on him. They just, and they couldn't get him in a box coffin. And they just put the box under him and climbed up the tree and cut the rope and let him fall in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one down here, this part here, first part here on the right.
Mm-hmm.
He was hung for stealing cows. Mm-hmm. He just steal cows, and they couldn't get him. And finally, they got enough evidence on to know it was him. They knew it was somebody and thought it was him. And they deputized my daddy and uncle to go to his house and get a cowhide with flesh marks on it that belonged to a fellow here in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they went down there, but they couldn't get there before sundown, and you couldn't, in them days, you couldn't search a home after sundown.
It wasn't allowed? It
wasn't allowed. The law wouldn't let you do that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a little nigger child there about that high.